What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. What it is, people, it's your boy Doggy Diamonds, another episode of Doggy Diamonds No Filter. But these are like my favorite episodes when I'm talking to a fucking producer, because I'm a producer. Well, I'm retired, but I'm a producer and I'm get to talk to a producer. So we gonna talk that shit. If you're a producer, you're gonna love this. If you're not a producer, you're probably not gonna know what the fuck we talking about, but we gonna get into it. Introduce yourself to the people.
Top five super producer.
See, I don't like all that humble shit, that modest shit. He says super producer. And they know you from records like
Rum Shaker for the fam. It's Murder.
Let's go back. Rump Shaker, like Rex and Effect?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Check, baby, check.
Yeah, that was my first hit with Teddy Riley.
Wow. And for the fam, like, what's that?
Jay-Z, Beanie Siegel, Bleak, Amil.
Wow. Go ahead, keep going.
It's Murder. That was with Ja Rule.
Hold up. Jay-Z. I dipped, squat, and post up with the toast up? Yeah. Nah, come on, man.
I did Murdergram too. Murdergram with Jay-Z.
You did a dip, squat, and post up with the... Yo. Yeah, super producer, for real, for real. Because the reason why I said rewind, because he was going to go past. I said, nah, we got to bring that back. We got to slow that down. Let them hear this. What equipment do you use at that time? What was you
back
making?
Back then? Uh-huh. When I first did like Rum Shaker and all that? Oh, that was the SP-1200.
Still got mine.
No doubt. That's what it is.
And then you progress to what?
MPC. No, I had a sampler with the SP-1200. It was an EMU sampler, and then I got to an MPC 2000 XL.
What was the EMU sampler that came? Because I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was an ESI something.
Yeah. And then you went to the 2000 XL?
2000 XL.
I couldn't grasp that for some reason, man.
No, I liked the 2000 XL. I thought that was dope, and then I got the other one.
The
2500, I got that one. And then, you know, like I had an intern when I was out in Long Island, and he had this box, this Apple box that he never opened for, like, he was working for me for months. And I was like, uh-huh. Hey, what you doing with that? He was like, I don't know. I was like, you know what? Let me get that. And I actually sold my equipment, my MPC.
Your hardware?
Yeah, I said, you know what? I'm about to switch up.
So you went to digital?
There was no turning back. I got Logic Pro. It was over.
Yeah, Logic. Everybody loved Logic. What's the difference? Do you miss tapping the buttons?
There's no difference. I'm even better than ever.
Because of the technology, you think?
I'm just getting tighter. I practice every day.
Do you feel like because of the technology and fucking Fruity Loops, everybody think they're producing now though?
I mean, I respect what everybody does. Not everybody is gonna be able to withstand the rain when it starts pouring. You know what I'm saying? Like, when the spotlight's on you, if you're really a producer, it's just not about pressing buttons. It's about directing and, you know what I mean, orchestrating, songwriting. You know what I mean?
I mean, a lot of people, don't think I'm dissing FL Studio, because there's a lot of dope
producers.
Yeah, there's a lot of dope producers who use it. But I always felt like it should be a progression with you getting better. It's not what you use, it's how you're using it. And I think everybody just downloaded. Like when you first wanted to be a producer, you had to go to SamMash or...
Yeah, hell like, yeah.
And spend like $3,000.
Man, I used to record shop, period.
Yeah.
Like I would go get a new sound module, or I would get like... I would go record shopping and spend like $900 for the day.
I used to love the JV-80, man.
Yeah, JV-80.
The bass on the JV-80 or the 1080 too.
Yeah, I had this other one, the JP-8080, something I think it was. It was like a blue Roland.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Roland bass is retarded. Roland, you ain't giving us no checks, so we ain't talking about y'all. I got a Phantom X6 still in the crib too.
Phantom,
yeah, I love the Phantom. So you just strictly Logic now.
Yeah, all plugins. I'm heavy in Kontakt, all the original instruments.
Kontakt.
Like Orange Tree, like all the reliables, you know, Omnisphere, all that stuff.
You like battery?
Nah, I use ESX.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I told y'all, y'all might not know what the fuck we talking about, but he know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no doubt.
So you, what about you? So you're a native instrument person?
Everything. Okay. Whatever. Like, honestly, I mess around with all the plugins that sound like the real instruments now. And I never played an instrument in my life, nothing. So what I do is I'll just get down what I like. And if the plugin withstands what I'm looking for, then I keep it. I'm always going to keep it. I might tuck it under, but sometimes I might send the audio out to or have my guitar player play it and then shoot the audio back in.
So you never played an instrument a day in your life?
I don't know nothing about music.
Right, but you just know the feel of music and making the music. That's really what it is.
Just trying to figure it out.
Was it important? Because I know at one point when you produced, niggas came to the studio.
I mean, they still do. It's like, you know, it depends now. It's like, it's real, it's funny. It's like people, they gravitate to the momentum.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hot, they want to get in the studio with you. Just because you hot, because you got the hottest name out. When a lot of people are like, send me the email.
Yeah.
And then you catch a fire, then they want to get in the studio with you.
Because what, I don't like the two tracks.
I mean, it is what it is, man.
I mean, you still going to get paid, but I like the camaraderie of you in the studio with them. You saying, nah, maybe you should say that over, do that over, hit
that's
that
That's always
line.
The way. Yeah, you that's know, like, you know,
yeah,
that's what,
yeah,
that's
just,
what it is.
It's just the song comes out better. Because you know what you heard over your music. Before anybody rapped to it, uh-huh. You had something in mind. And somebody might nail it, and then you'd be like, yo, say that line over, because that's what a producer really does. Is it a time where you might have low frequency the two track a little bit, so you don't...
Yeah.
And they still going to put it on the mixtape or something.
Yeah, they definitely going to put it out. They ain't not holding nothing back.
Mixtapes. What's the pros and cons for a producer?
Everything is counted for now. Yeah. Everything is important. Now mixtape, it's been out so long now. People even call it mixtape, and it's not cassettes. Why are they calling it mixtape? But it is what it is. I ain't mad at you, though.
Yeah, it is what it is, you know, right? Yeah. We stuck. Like, it is.
They be like, yo, my tape. I'm like, what tape?
Yeah,
where's
the
tape?
Yeah, niggas don't even got cassette player. Yeah, because niggas be like, yo, you downloaded my tape? I'm like, what the fuck you talking about? All this shit is digital now. So... I'm talking about as far as music. You might have made a beat, and the dude think he don't have to pay you because, oh, that was some mixtape shit.
I know. See, they might get lucky because they know that it's hard to beat me. Like, I done figured out all the strategy. I'm not an internet nigga. I'm not putting my beats up for $100 or $500. So they ask me all the time, you can send some beats? All right, I'm going to send you some beats. Nah, man.
Do you have a certain stock? Do you have a... These are $100,000 beats. These are $50,000 beats. Or
it ain't even. I got beats. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But honestly, if I'm working with somebody now, it's like I like to do stuff from scratch. I like to get in the studio, create the skeleton, work on an idea, get back in the studio with them, let them lay down what they laid down, and then edit and mix my shit on a whole nother session.
And when he says skeleton, a skeleton might just be drums. It might just be samples, or it might just be a sample with drums, but it's an incomplete beat. So that's what a skeleton is called, just in case y'all don't know what the hell a skeleton is. It might, so sometimes that shit might just be hi-hats that's just swinging. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, damn, that shit got a swing to it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's what a skeleton is. What's some of the beats that everybody love you made that you really don't like too much?
I don't know, man. You know? For me, it's hard, because like, I'm my own critic too, so it's like I don't save nothing I'm not like really feeling. You know what I'm saying? If it's got to be simple. If it's four bars and it catch me and I'm still playing it, I can save it and get to it later. If I stay on it for like an hour, I'm not saving it.
Well, has it ever been a time where you was in a studio with an artist and they was like, "Yo, give me that"? You was like, "Nope," and cut the machines off. I used to do that shit to people. That's why I'm asking.
No, I let them rock, and then, you know, let them put down all their ideas, and then try to develop off of what they did.
Got you. What's your favorite drum break?
So many. Now I've been finding stuff that I didn't even know existed. would say like skull snaps back in the days was a good one. Substitution.
I said that earlier. The overused, the most.
Brethren, like, you know, dope. Like
substitution.
I'm about to use that again. Them sub drums.
No, substitution. Yeah, because you could you could and it's another part of the substitution too. Because everybody used that one right there. You use them other ones. Yeah, the most overused one that everybody knows is Impeach the President and shit.
Oh, of course.
This shit's always going to be dope, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's the way you do it. I hear people restructure.
My favorite flip of Impeach the President drums is Pete Rock faking Jax.
Oh, yeah, Pete Rock's amazing.
For I and I.
What he was doing, he still do, like, just timeless things.
So where you from?
I'm from South Jamaica, Queens.
So, Onyx. Who did Throw Your Guns? Was that Shot Skills?
Shot Skills. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Is Throw Your Guns a mix between Skull Snaps and Substitution? Because it's programmed.
It was
like
Skull Snaps and Norless.
But the Skull Snaps is programmed like Substitution, all right?
Yeah.
It's programmed like Substitution.
You got that 100% right.
Yeah, and Nautilus. And it's two. Nautilus is just two notes and shit like that. So you was around that whole.
Yeah,
Southside.
I'm from Southside. I know Freddie and Sticky from working in the barbershop on Jamaica Ave back in the days. That's my boys, you know what I mean? I knew Eat 'em Up, Son C.
Damn, you said Eat 'em Up. Damn,
JMJ was like my mentor. I missed, God bless the dead. That was my man. They don't make them like him no more.
So you was around for the whole Lost Boys regime and all that?
Everybody. Mr. Cheeks when he was in the park. Name them.
Y'all got a lot of history out there.
Queens, like, you know, LL Cool J, that's my man.
Yeah, yeah, you know, LL.
Like Royal Flush, Mike G, that's my peoples.
I fuck with all. I've been trying to get Mike Geronimo interviewed for a while now. And we supposed to do Unstoppable video, too, just to do it.
50, Big 50.
Yeah.
Yay. You know, the whole G unit, that's my peoples.
Because y'all Queens niggas is crazy. They say Brooklyn niggas is crazy, but y'all niggas is crazy. How do you, as a producer, how do you stay out of when they be going?
I'm not even interested in all that. Yo, I'm a grown-ass nigga, for real. I don't take nothing personal unless somebody try to, like, you know, my mom's in the elevator and they try to shut the elevator door on her. Yeah. I'm going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Otherwise, these niggas out here, Merry Christmas, man. Have a good day, man.
Merry Christmas in the middle of the summer.
I ain't trying to go to jail. I'm just trying to live my life and make a ton load of money and be happy.
For your track record and all you've done, do you feel like you're underrated?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're unappreciated?
I mean, I don't know. You know, like, I learned those kind of things get you down a bitter path. So I'm more like, I'm always going to remain humble. I'm always going to be hungrier. And I feel like I just started.
Every time is a fresh start for you.
So that's what I was saying, you know. I appreciate everything, man. Whatever comes good, whatever comes bad, it's all a learning experience.
Trap music, how did you adapt to that? Because I know really a lot of, producers was like, man, this shit is bullshit.
Nah, it's not, but it is. It's a two-way thing. It's part of life. It's a music. It's going to be around for a little while. It's how you use it. You know what I'm saying? I use it cleverly with the right samples. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not all the way in. I don't never want to be doing what everybody else is doing, every beat sounding the same. That was never me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because when you said your catalog, none of that shit don't sound like the same.
But I can make a trap record and people be like, yeah.
I'm talking about the records that I know of you don't sound like the last record.
Yeah, I never tried to make a sound, you know what I mean? Like, feel like you're going to get your time when you make that sound, and then it's gone.
Do you have family beats, though, like brother and sister beats? Like, you might have did a beat, and then you use some of the same elements?
I'm finding myself doing that even more now. Now I figured out how Rock and Pharrell and all of those guys, you know what I mean? I'm going right back into the beats or the sessions that I did that got sold. And I may change up certain things. And
when you say Rock, you're talking about Rockwilder.
Rockwilder, yeah. One of my partners. And
retarded.
Yeah, Eric Sermon. Shout out to Eric Sermon, Death Squad.
Retarded. Retarded. Nah, damn, you around. That got to be some crazy. And you did Elijah, some shit on you. Elijah.
Yeah, Elijah, right? the prophet. Shout out to the prophet. Yeah. Elijah, he's doing big things. Shout out to Kay Slay holding us down.
Is it a breath of fresh air to see a kid come through rapping like that again?
I mean, yeah, he's amazing. His age, you know, I mean, I'm not even going to say his age. He's just talented at that age. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, for you to be that, you know, talented at that age is crazy.
Give me a beat that somebody else did that you wish you did.
So many, man. Shit. Next episode.
Wow. What part though? Is it the
everything?
Because I like
the way he put it together.
Yeah, because that's all. Because when you hear the original sample, that shit is crazy.
I mean, he replayed it. It sounds damn near better. Yeah.
See, I didn't know that.
That's what I'm saying. From the programming to the selection of. My whole thing is when you're making a beat, it's got to be like art. It's got to be like a movie. Like, like when you listen to like how like Rock Wilder would make like. Do It Again or
The Rock Wilder.
Yeah. Those two beats alone, he made so much music, you know what I'm saying? That hits, that's amazing. But when you hear how he, from the start, it's dramatical. When he builds up to the drop, and then when it gets to the chorus, it's just crazy, you know what I mean?
That's crazy because I wouldn't take you to say that beat. But when you say it, it makes sense.
It's amazing.
The drama of it.
Like when, you know, Eric Sermon, like when he got like the Marvin Gaye, Just Like Music. Like, how do you make a record like that at that time? You know what I'm saying? Like, those producers are timeless. Like, you know what I'm saying? For you to make stuff like that, like Pharrell make Happy with a 1950s pattern.
Yeah. That shit is almost like doo-wop.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, you know, people have their era. They're making trap, but everybody gets consumed. They're like, you have to make a record like this. This is the wave. And I respect the wave, but you really don't have to make it. Like, what's his name? Bruno Mars' whole album was half funk and New Jack Swing, and he won a Grammy.
Yeah.
And he did what he wanted to do as far as musically, and it's successful.
Do you think a lot of these artists are just scared?
They're just nervous. They all patrol who's hot.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't about music. It's about business.
That's fucked up. What's your favorite studio session you did?
I don't know. It's like some of them are better. Some of them are terrible.
Because everybody probably want to know, like, what is Cameron like in the studio?
I don't know. I'm gonna try to work with them.
Oh, what is Jay-Z like in the studio?
The greatest of all time.
Say that again, because...
Greatest of all time. Like, when Jay was in the studio, he put the beat on. He'd do something like this. All right. He didn't even write. I never even seen nothing like that. Yeah. Like, just...
So how long was the... Did he have the beat prior to you?
Nah, the beat is on. Yo.
So you talking about...
It's crazy.
Is it a matter of minutes, 20 minutes?
Turn me up. That is for real, yo. I seen it back then when we did Murdergram. Like, that boy is different, man.
So when he does this, a dip, squat, and post up, was you like...
Woo! I wasn't in for that one. The other one, the Murdergram, I was in for.
Damn, you missed the smoker, though, man. That shit is murder. But when you heard it back, was you like, God damn, he killed that shit. That's like one of my favorite Jay-Z verses on It's Murder.
Yeah, I mean, Jay-Z's different, man. You know what I mean? Like, it was crazy. Because, you know, I worked with Jay-Z like 5 times and never made his album.
Wow.
And, you know
what
I
mean? But still big records, though.
Yeah, but this was the crazy part. Like, one of the records I made with him, he said was one of his favorite records he ever made, period. And he said it in Vibe magazine.
Mm.
And then years later, it ended up being on his greatest hits.
What record is that?
This Life Forever.
Mm.
So, that, you know what I mean? Like, it was just weird. I guess I was supposed to have been on his album eventually. You know what I'm saying?
And I always wanted to know this. What is music submission like in 2018? What's the process of that? Do people hit you say, yo, Ty, I need some beats, or are you submitting music? How does that work?
Me, as a producer, I've been an infiltrator from day one.
Okay.
Ever since I was on my own, I infiltrated because, you know, like I was never signed to Irv Gotti. I made Ja Rule albums, the first three.
Okay. What you did for Ja Rule? Let's do that again.
Like I did, if they would have heard World's Most Dangerous when before the sample didn't get cleared, that was crazy. I did something, My Only Begotten Son, with the sample had Diana Ross, I Want Muscle, and that was just, it was crazy though, the way it sounded.
So you couldn't clear it?
They couldn't clear
it. So how the fuck Lil' Kim cleared it for that Diamond shit?
I mean, you know, it's politics. Different.
So, because this is what I wanted to clarify for the people. Is sample clearance based off if the artist likes the record that you present? Like, how does sample clearance work? Do you do the song and you say, this is your record I use, can I use it? How does that work?
You do it, they submit it from the label, I guess, and they go to the original writers that made the record, and if they're comfortable with it, then you'll pay, you know, well, you won't pay, but I guess from the label, from the advances, they'll pay to clear the sample, and then the percentage will be broken down.
Got you. So you did the Ja Rule, you did shit on Ja Rule. Hold on, right in the middle of the interview, hold on a second. Hello? Yeah, come inside of the building. It might be one around. Yeah, you got to circle the block, but let me wrap up this interview. Just come into the building when you can. All right. Now I got to do some fucking editing shit. But anyway. So you do the Ja Rule shit. Uh-huh. You do some Jay-Z shit. Submitting beats. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah, like I'm like an infiltrator because like I was never signed to. Usually now it's so political now. It's like being an infiltrator. It's harder to become an infiltrator because they have their own producer.
And out.
They have their own production team and they really don't need a producer anymore because they don't even care if it sounds whack. They just care about them being hot for the time being and making the money.
Got you. You know what I'm saying? And they get to control.
Yeah, they control it. So, you know.
So who do you fuck with production-wise? Because there's a lot of big names.
Producers?
Who, yeah. A
lot of them. Like, I like...
Surprise us.
A lot of them. DJ Khalil is a killer.
When I did my Mitchie Slick interview, what I said, DJ Khalil is...
I mean, to Just me, Blaze been retarded. Yeah. Like...
But DJ Khalil is my favorite West Coast.
I mean,
producer.
As far as my friends, Rock Wilder, yeah, Eric Sermon, you know, I mean, my idol is Dr. Dre. So
okay.
Nobody can, you know. High Tech, Buck Wild.
The new guys.
Bink. New guys? Yeah. Let me see. There's some dope dudes. They got some dope dudes, man.
No, I like Metro Boomin.
Yeah, he's talented. That's a dude who did. They all got their creative talent with them.
You know who's slept on producers? We gotta give them credit. 3-6 Mafia, man.
They been banging.
That's what I'm saying.
They been banging.
That shit is dope. Cause it's sample, but it's kind of like trap before trap was trap. But it's still sample based. But it's mixed with like a little bit of that down home sample shit. But the drums is swinging, and sometimes it's fast, sometimes it's slow. Nah, 3-6 Mafia is fucking dope.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm saying? Everybody got their own talent with them. That's why they become success. But I don't really give... I got to be a fan of anything, whether it's beats, as an artist, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just not with because you hot.
Yeah.
Like, I got to be, like, before Drake came out, like, I actually made my own Drake album off the internet. And played it every day.
What is acapellas?
No, just the...
Playlists.
Yeah.
Got you.
Just whatever he had on the internet, I would just... You know what I mean? Because I like to have something I could play the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
Remember, though, he's from Queens, though, but he said Jay-Z's the greatest of all time. Do you mean that as rapping or in the studio?
I mean, yeah, he's... It's tough to beat him, man.
I was trying
to
get him.
He made it seem easy.
Trying to get him in trouble and shit. You know, it's Queens.
The end of the day, you know, everybody holds a big title. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's, you know what I mean? it's not easy being you when you on the top. You know what I'm saying? To me, God bless the dead, Biggie Smalls was different. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's the kind of artist, like, everything he did was perfect. I can't say that about too many artists.
Got you. And you never knew what Big was going to do next, because everything sounded different.
Everything he came out with, every verse was remarkable. I didn't hear one whack record while he was living.
So do you have right now in your possession that Jay-Z beat? Like, this is the life changer for you.
Well, I'm right now, the project I'm doing is my own project.
Oh, shit. Let's talk about that real quick.
So,
you rapping, or is
this? No, it's okay. Just me looking at what I always wanted to do and putting it into perspective. Like, you know, the remix was really big at one point in the 90s. So I feel like people remix now, but they don't go as hard as they should.
You're talking about the Pete Rock remixes and
Pete
shit like
Rock
that.
Remix, P. Diddy, the Bad Boy remix.
Marley Marl remix.
Marley Marl remix, the whatever remix, that was remixing was big at one point.
Yes.
So now I feel like you control your own destiny with the vocal. So I went and I'm doing a whole project with all remixes.
Got you.
Whatever artist I desire, that's what I'm putting together.
And is that something as a that you could be able to sell? Like, how does that work?
We're going to see. We're going to see how it works out. You know what I mean? I just put out the first single from the project, Drug Dealers Anonymous, Pusha T and Jay-Z.
Okay. Okay.
So
where could they get that at right now?
They can go to my SoundCloud and they can check that out.
What's the SoundCloud?
Ty Fife.
Okay. Yeah.
SoundCloud.
So you took the vocal and just
made my own track. I feel like, you know, it was cool, but I feel like it could have been way bigger and, you know, it had Jay-Z on it.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Anything, it should be like a monster.
Could you remix I Took the Top Off the Maybach?
I mean, if you're a producer, you can do anything.
No, I'm saying, I'm asking you to do it.
Oh,
the DJ Khaled.
I'm
going to
try.
Record.
I'm going to see what I
can
can do. That's not my favorite record.
But I'm just saying, you got Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Future.
Yeah. Now, see, that's the idea.
That's what I'm trying.
Exactly.
And Beyonce is actually the best
verse. Of course.
Verse. That's what I'm saying.
Of course.
Ty Fife, don't bite that, because we just brainstorm on
the idea. Nah, they can do whatever they want. Mine is going to be different.
Nah, stop biting. Tired of that biting shit. Biting shit got to stop, man. You know, originality. Remember in hip-hop, it was no bite. Now it's like, oh, where he did that? I'm using them same claps.
It is what it is, man. You know, like, it's a different game now. You know what I'm saying?
What keep you in it?
I'm not really for the culture. I'm for the money.
Okay, you kept it a buck. So break that down, though, because niggas going to be like, what?
I mean, they don't really give it up. I see a lot of people in the music business. I keep my ear to the street, the charts, everything going on. I just, you know, it is, you got to just, you can't be bitter about it. You just got to move
get
and
your
find new strategy and get your money. Because they're giving a lot of people money that didn't really put their work in.
So, to clarify, it's people that never been for the culture that's getting the bread. So, why
is interns becoming executives in a year.
Wow.
Yeah. With no hits.
Yeah.
I just want to know how. I mean, I'm not mad at nobody getting their position, but how do you get in that position and you never made a hit record? Not even a bronze record.
not even a
number one.
Not even a mixtape, the actual tape. You never did nothing. Yeah, crazy. Nah, I understand that perspective, because sometimes you just gotta get your bread, man. All this love and
it's
shit.
It's not about that. It's a business. It's the music business. People gotta get it.
Yeah. All right, so what's all your social media? Make sure you give them all that.
The Real Ty Fife Instagram, SoundCloud, Ty Fife. You know what I mean? Anybody want to do a project, they really want some real production, holler at the kid.
And he's on that Logic. Eric, E-Double on the main, try to get you off the software?
I'm getting Eric into the software.
Oh, shit, right. That's what he used, the motif, right?
He uses the motif.
That motif. Because
he was using that W30 making miracles. Anything, you can use anything.
Yeah, facts. I seen Dame Grease use some shit.
I'm
on
cheating.
Time. I was like, what the
crazy.
Fuck?
I got like 7 new strategies right now. Me and Rock are all the scientists right now.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Shout out to Rock. Shout out to Eric. Def Squad is
in the building.
I came
to Def Squad studio and I seen the SB1200 sitting up there. I'm like,
they got everything. They got
all
the weapons.
Like, Mo B must be coming through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Moby's supposed to be coming out.
Yeah, that's the next guest right there and shit.
Okay.
Yeah. So make sure y'all tune in to Ty Fife. You know, incredible producer. Did so much shit that you love, you just didn't even know. And sometimes, why aren't you on camera more though before we go?
Huh?
Why aren't you on camera more?
I'm trying to be this year.
Hey, he came to the right motherfucking place. And I'm definitely a fan. He did records I love, and that shit is dope, man. And
appreciate you having me.
Nah,
too,
that shit is dope. Like one day we gonna sit down and I wanna come to the studio.
Anytime you want.
Yeah, we gonna go to the studio and really go through the music and the beats, because I really want y'all to get a bird's eye view of how production is created. You know, we gonna do our own little and why you ain't do a goddamn Russian roulette yet? Why he ain't do a Russian roulette yet? Mass Appeal.
I mean, they don't really consider me, you know.
The fuck out of here.
As a talented producer. I respect it all, though, man. But, yo, we got how some records coming out.
I even took my glasses off, my nigga. How the fuck you ain't a talented producer?
We got a lot of records coming out this year. You know what I mean?
But you already did this. All right. Listen, he said he not mad. I ain't going to get mad for him, but I'm going to get mad for him. Fuck that. This man, because I don't even want to address him as a nigga right now. We going to keep it professional. This man right here. Anybody that contributed to the culture and you love what they do, you got to reward them. He want to smell his roses. That's just how I feel.
I just want to get this check, man.
he said, fuck them roses.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I produce. And I got the ear of the Dumbo. So let's get this money.
That's what it is. Doggy Diamonds, we out of here. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.